Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC Radio that builds community rather than divides. We hope on a day when there is big political news coming from all three points of the triangle in the tri-state area. Governor Patterson, as you just heard from Sotirios, will propose the toughest ethics reform ever to fix the rot in Albany. Christopher Dodd is reportedly announcing he will not run for re-election from Connecticut, which actually seems to be good news for the Democrats. And New Jersey State Senate has scheduled a last-ditch vote on a gay marriage bill for tomorrow. The reason is Governor Christie comes into office soon, and he is promising to veto any such thing. And we will get to it all today. But before the politics, a remembrance of a New York giant who is being laid to rest today. Percy Sutton, civil rights pioneer who broke racial barriers in both politics and business and mentored a generation of leaders that includes Mayor David Dinkins and Congressman Charles Rangel. If you think Tuskegee Airmen, Malcolm X, the Apollo Theater, Amsterdam News, WLIB and WBLS, even NARAL and the fight for Soviet Jews, Percy Sutton mattered to all these people and causes and institutions. Here's a clip from a 1996 interview on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network cable channel. Sutton here talks about meeting, being confronted by, and then becoming lawyer for Malcolm X.
On one of the shows just like this, except it was radio one day, I was called in to, quote, debate Malcolm X.
Yeah.
And I wasn't as good as he was. And so in the course of events, he said, you know, you talk all this civil rights and human rights, he said, but you would never represent anybody like me. I was talking about the three things that I did. I said, yes, I will. And I started representing him without pay. And then, of course, when he's also represented a young man named Farrakhan, who had just come along, a man named Elijah Muhammad. And as he left, I never became a Muslim. I remained in the civil rights arena. As Malcolm left and later was killed, I became surrogate parent to their children.
Percy Sutton in 1996 on his relationship with Malcolm X. Now, when Mayor David Dinkins was last on our show this past summer, he brought up Sutton's name unprompted when I asked about Barack Obama. This begins with my question to David Dinkins. Do you think that you paved the way for Barack Obama in any respect?
Well, we have this expression, Charlie Rangel and Percy Sutton and Basil Patterson and I and others, we say everybody stands on somebody's shoulders. And by that we mean Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, and Rosa Parks. And for me personally, Percy Ellis Sutton, who ran with such class and distinction in 77, pardon me, that they didn't laugh at me when I dare try in 89. And so in that sense, yes, Obama stands on the shoulders of all of us.
Mayor Dinkins on Percy Sutton. On this program last summer, Percy Sutton died the day after Christmas at the age of 89. His funeral begins next hour at Riverside Church. Few of the people who'll be attending the funeral have graciously agreed to join us briefly to remember Percy Sutton for all of us, even in their grief. Eleanor Tatum is here, editor-in-chief of the Amsterdam News, and former Manhattan Borough President C. Virginia Fields. Good morning to both of you. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Eleanor.
Virginia Fields, let me begin with you. Would you like to amplify anything Mayor Dinkins said in terms of your own career or the rise of political influence in general emanating from Harlem as a result of Percy Sutton?
Only to confirm what he said, we all stand on the shoulders of Percy Sutton because of what he did in the 70s into the 80s. He paved the way, and I know I benefited from that. But the one thing I would want to say is that Percy Sutton was such a man of stature, but as a public servant, he understood being a servant to the public. And I think that's why you hear so many people from all walks of life now, the people on the street, homeless people, people with homes, business leaders, everyone praising him for what he did because he never made anyone feel that they were unworthy. So as a tribute to him and as a public servant. That's what I take from his life. Serve the public. Never be above them and understand what a public servant is all about, serving the public.
And I want to make sure and mention that although Percy Sutton will clearly be remembered for his gains for African Americans, that people from other groups are also remembering him with intense gratitude today.
Absolutely.
Just two of the things that I've seen in print this week that most people probably haven't heard. Carol Greitzer, who was the first president of NARAL, wrote that Percy Sutton was there as a speaker when the abortion rights group was formed in 1969. And an article by Malcolm Hohenlein, the ardently pro-Israel leader of a conference of major Jewish organizations, he has an article on a Jewish website today lauding Percy Sutton as a friend of Israel and of Soviet Jewry back when that was an issue. So, Eleanor Tatum, he was expansive in his connection with people and his quest for justice.
Yes, he was, and I, you know, I have to echo what the Virginia Fields was saying and what David Dinkinson said about the fact that Percy Sutton was very clear in his idea of bringing people up along with him and having people stand on his shoulders. My father was one of those people that stood on his shoulders. My father worked for Percy Sutton as a National Urban Fellow in 1971 and from there became Deputy Borough President under Percy Sutton. So his reach, you know, was far and wide, and there's so many people that he touched in every walk of life, every color, every faith.
Talk about Percy Sutton and media. He's best known for his radio stations, but Eleanor, he also did invest in the Amsterdam News. When was that, and what mark did he leave on your paper?
Well, that was also in 1971 when he and a group of investors that included my father bought the Amsterdam News, and that's right around when they all as well bought WLIB and WBLS Inner City Broadcasting. And he owned stake in the paper for several years and eventually sold his stake out to my father. WLIB and WBLS became a powerhouse within the New York radio community and in the national inner city became a powerhouse within national broadcasting and was the flagship, basically, of black radio in the United States. And he brought it to where it was. We had not seen the depth of ownership of radio until Percy Sutton in their city.
Virginia Fields, Sutton, as I'm sure you know, is not a native New Yorker. He came from Texas, of all places, after he grew up as the youngest of 15 children. Did he bring any Texas culture with him? Did that have anything to do with his 10-gallon personality?
Well, let me tell you, as a person who was born and grew up in Birmingham, Alabama,
there
myself,
you, go.
you never lose that. And I think his compassion and his concern for people, recognizing growing up certainly in the environment in which he did, as we all now know, it's about reaching back as you move forward. So I think he certainly brought along his culture, his heritage, and never forgot where he came from.
And what?
He was truly a Southern gentleman.
A Southern
yes,
gentleman. How was that expressed?
His kindness, his politeness, his concern for others, his dress. He was always impeccably dressed, and that is certainly a Southern tradition. And he had pride in his work and, you know, what he stood for. All of that is reflective of what I know Southern gentlemen are about.
See Virginia Fields, former Manhattan Borough President, Eleanor Tatum, publisher, editor of the Amsterdam News, and also joining us to remember Percy Sutton briefly now is the former New York Secretary of State, former New York City Deputy Mayor, Basil Patterson, who is also Governor David Patterson's father. Mr. Patterson, thank you so much for joining us. Hello.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What made Percy Sutton politically strong? Of all the people coming up at that time, ready for change, hungry for change, why was he the leading pioneer that he was?
Percy Sutton was a man who had the personality that attracted people. He said what he thought, and he meant what he said. And he had an uncanny ability to organize. He wasn't the greatest orator when he started out. He became much better even after he retired from politics. He was a sculptor then. But initially, he worked so hard at his craft. If he wanted to establish a SEEK program, which we did at City University, Search for Elevation to Education and Knowledge, he worked at it. He went and found the experts. We organized the National Association of Black Legislators. He knew people all around the country. He knew states in the Merv Domini in California, later became first black lieutenant governor. He knew George Brown, the state senator from Colorado, later became first black lieutenant governor there. He knew Barbara Jordan from Texas. You named him Willie Brown from San Francisco.
And we have a terrible...
He had the ability to reach out to people because he always allowed them to reach out to him. I think it was always a two-way street with Percy. He did for you, you had to do for him.
We have a bad cell phone connection, so we're going to have to keep this short. But, Mr. Patterson, was it surprising to you in the 70s that Mr. Sutton, after being a politician, after being Malcolm X's lawyer, that he then went into the media business? And was that important for equality as well?
Yes, it was as important for equality, but it wasn't surprising to me. I've been with Percy when he talked constantly about doing what there's a famous publication, Freedom's Journal. It was published in New York State back in 1826. Reverend Samuel Cornish and the John B. Rustworm. And their motto was the same motto that Percy always had. Too long have others spoken for us. It's time to plead our own cause. And that's how Percy felt. When he ran for mayor in 1977, he felt he'd been mistreated by the media, and he wanted an opportunity for blacks to be speaking for themselves to themselves.
Mr. Patterson, before you go, any words of encouragement for your son in the State of the State address today?
Well, I understand he's going to call for term limits, and if I was a legislator, I'd be tempted to boo. I think it's a marvelous idea. I think he'll do extremely well, as he usually does.
Basil Patterson, former Secretary of State of New York, former Deputy Mayor of New York City, and Eleanor Tatum, Amsterdam News Editor. Thank you both very much for coming on. I know you're both on your way to this funeral, and I so appreciate your time.
I'm actually at the funeral.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Percy Sutton died the day after Christmas at the age of 89. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute. It's a big political day on all three points of the tri-state triangle. We'll do the New York, the New Jersey, and the Connecticut with Christopher Dodd announcing his retirement. Stay with us.